like to welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com via telephone the newest Eagles cornerback, the 43rd selection in the 2017 NFL Draft, none other than former Washington Husky, Sidney Jones. Sidney, Chris McPherson, and Ike Reese here in Philadelphia. Welcome to the Eagles family.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So, Sidney, what was it like when you got the phone call from the Eagles? Who was on? Who's around you from your family? Just set up that scenario for us.
Oh, man, I was in my house with my family. And I kind of was hoping I would get a call, which it happened. The call came, shock looked on my face, and I picked up the phone and, you know, talked to Howie and the whole staff, and I was just, you know, emotional. My mom came and hugged me, and we were just hugging while I was on the phone, and I was just crying. I could barely speak. It was just an emotional time. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an emotional day for you, and for a guy of your skill set that prior to this injury was projected to be in the first round, if not the top corner, the first cornerback selected. Just talk about being able to get over that mental hurdle and the frustration of getting to the point of where you almost completed the whole pre-draft process with the workouts, the pro day, the combine, and everything, and to have this injury happen to you at your pro day. Just talk about being able to get through that and the people who helped you sort of get through that tough time for you.
You know, that was a shocking moment of my life. But, you know, adversity hits, and that's how you respond to it. That's ultimately going to determine, like, who you are as a person. And I'm proud of myself on that big time. So I just had a major support system around me. Everybody, I'm cool with everybody. So just everybody sends me their love and their support and gives me advice. And, you know, I take it, I listen. That definitely helps. So just my whole support system around me helped me in these times, just as my mindset did too. So just those two things, you know, made everything easier on me.
Sidney, to be a cornerback, you have to be mentally tough. How did you develop that, and how has that toughness helped you through this time where you're battling back from the Achilles injury?
Mentally tough is just being a part of, like, just football. That's football I've been playing since I was 6 years old. So being mentally tough, I was basically trained all my life, you know, to be mentally tough. Also, at Washington, it developed even more. That was one of the biggest things you emphasize. You have to be mentally tough to play this game of football. So just all my life, mentally tough, being mentally tough is something that's been preached to me over and over again, and that's what I am.
Let's talk about some fun stuff. Your on the field ability, man. Certainly, first team All American, first team All Conference twice, 9 interceptions throughout your career. Like I said, big playmaker in that secondary out there at the University of Washington. What are some of the things that you do well that make you one of the top corners coming out in this year's draft? What's some of your strengths as a cornerback?
Man-to-man coverage, press, very competitive. I have great ball skills. I like to have that ball get back in the hands of my offense. So that's one of the things I pride myself on, and, you know, Washington prides itself on too. So that's not going to change. So hopefully, you know, when I get on that field, you know, I was making turnovers and getting interceptions and forced fumbles like I've always done.
Yeah. When you look at your game, who would you say your game most resembles? Or who do you sort of pattern yourself after, if there's anybody in the NFL right now?
I don't pattern myself as anybody. I believe I'm my own player. I don't believe anybody, you know. I want people to look at me like, I don't want to play like him. But I don't resemble myself after anybody in this league. I'm my own player.
Sidney, you played wide receiver as well as defensive back in high school. How have those wide receiver skills helped you become a top-tier cornerback at the collegiate level?
Just going back to those 9 interceptions, that's you got to have hands to, you know, get those interceptions. You know, everybody doesn't get a whole bunch of interceptions, and that's possibly because they don't have, you know, the skill set in that area. But growing up as a wide receiver, I've always prided myself in, you know, not dropping the ball. So I make that a mission all the time, just not to drop the ball. You go throughout practice and you know, I basically punish myself if I ever do. And I'm hard on myself. So that just translates, you know, not dropping any interceptions, trying not to, you know, get some, I call it missed ops every once in a while. But I get as least of those as possible and catch everything that comes your way. That's what I pride myself on.
What have you heard about playing football here in the city of Philadelphia, whether it be playing just for the fans here or just playing in this defense under Jim Schwartz? What have you heard about playing football here?
The fans, you know, are very passionate about their football team, and they love them some Eagles. So it's a big fan base, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And I just want to make the fans, you know, happy and proud of, you know, my work that I do.
Sydney, for fans who are, you know, going on YouTube, trying to find as many highlights as they can right now of your game to learn more about you, what is one game in particular or maybe one play that kind of signifies and summarizes the type of player the Eagles are getting in one Sydney Jones?
You want a game?
Yeah. Top game, if you were to look at highlights, what's the game that stands out to most to you from your college career?
I would say this past year, 2016 versus Cal.
Always scrambling, going to YouTube, trying to find the highlight right now so we can see, because, you know, you're going against guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, who also went in the second round of the draft, so definitely one of the most prolific passing attacks year in and year out. Certainly would be a good one to watch. You face some good receivers there in the Pac-12, tested yourself well, helped get Washington to the college football playoff, and showed why you were worthy of being selected number 43 by the Philadelphia Eagles. Sydney Jones, welcome to the Eagles family. Go home, celebrate, enjoy the time, and we can't wait to see you here in Philadelphia as you make your way and work to get back on the football field to help this team in the future.